Collection Agency. Contract agreement.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of council. This morning I want to talk with you about your consideration for an amendment to one of our contracts for service. But first I need to explain to you why I'm requesting such an amendment. On April 12th of this year, I spoke with Councilman Phillips via the computer regarding a complaint that he had received about our building inspection policy or building inspection procedures. And I investigated this complaint by meeting with Mr. and Mrs. Meyer, who live in Delmar, the evening of April 18th to discuss their concerns with them.
Thank you.
This is a sort of a report of my findings from my investigation.
Thank you.
What I found by speaking with the Myers briefly was that they had contracted to have a new porch built on the front of their home. They weren't completely satisfied with the work, and they called us, the Sussex County Inspection Office, for a building inspection. The purpose for their call was really to receive an inspection from us as to the quality of the work. But what we essentially did was we responded to their call for a final inspection on the building addition. We sent First State Inspection Agency, as we always do on these inspections, and upon their visit with the Myers, now the understanding of the miscommunication here is the Myers thought they were going to have the county inspect the quality of the work, when in fact we responded to perform a final inspection. So there was a little breakdown of communication there. The inspector, I won't mention his name, but it's in my report, arrived on the scene, told the Myers that he found the building to be in code, so it was built according to our code, but allegedly he went on then to express his personal opinion as to the quality of the work, which seemed to reinforce the Myers' opinion, and he, in fact, allegedly went on to tell them that if they wound up in court with this builder based on their dissatisfaction, he would come testify for them. I think that's where the real problem started, because then the Myers did go to court with this builder. They called First State Inspection to have this inspector come testify for them. He did so, but he wasn't very supportive of their plight at this point in time. Now, the real problem happened when the Myers received a bill from First State Inspection Agency for his time. That's what initiated the complaint to Councilman Phillips.
Going to court, not for inspecting.
Right. And this is the same confusion the Myers felt. They felt that same confusion. I called the county for an inspection. They sent an inspector. The inspector offered to go to court for me, with me. He did. Now, the First State Inspection Agency is billing me for some time. What's this all about? So they were confused. I think part of the confusion was that the inspector may have overstepped his boundaries by offering his personal opinion. So, thus comes my request for your approval for an amendment to our inspection agreement. We have an inspection agreement with First State. I've spoken with the folks at First State. They are acutely aware of this particular problem with the Myers, and they were willing to do two things. Number one, change our agreement, which I'll read to you in a minute. And also, they were willing to credit back the Myers the $140 charge for this inspector's time in court. So the Myers feel satisfied because they gave me a list of things they wanted, and this money back was one of them. So they've gotten their money back. The inspection agency has agreed to amend our written agreement with them to change so that this sort of thing won't happen again. And I've included for your consideration an amendment to our inspection agreement with First State. And essentially, it requests requests that we change this agreement to add a new paragraph. And I'll read that to you in just a second. And I'll read that to you as part of the motion. The motion that I suggest for you to consider this morning is a motion to amend the Sussex County Contract for Services named Inspection Agreement between Sussex County and First State Inspection Agency dated January 3rd, 2006 by renumbering paragraph 14 to 15 and adding the following new paragraph. And that new paragraph would read as such. When FSIA, that stands for First State Insurance Agency, Inspection Agency, employees are engaged in performing county inspections under this agreement, they shall limit their activities and any statements made to or questions asked of any third party solely to information necessary to the proper completion of the county inspection and shall refrain from offering any personal opinion or making any comment on other than county building code compliance. Included but not limited to the quality of workmanship of construction. FSIA or its employees shall not offer or provide services to any third party that may result in a fee being charged to the third party while performing county inspections under this agreement. That is my motion.
I have any problem with it. I'll make that motion. Can we amend the contract?
Mr. Jones, you got a comment?
Well, I just say we've had this problem before. It's come up a couple times where it not so much going to court, but just making comments about the craftsmanship, which is not their job. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're doing it, and I'll second George's motion.
And I got another one before we go any further. I got a concern that is there anything in our agreement that says that we like a disclaimer saying that we inspect, that they meet the minimal code. We don't inspect quality of merchant or of workmanship. Is there something in there so there wouldn't be any gray area that the people want? We could show them something that says, or they can sign something that says, we do not inspect for quality of workmanship.
That hopefully is what this amendment will do, Councilman Cole. I'm trying to see
that it does. It's not limited to, but the quality of workmanship. But I just think it's just a simple statement. The county inspectors are not, looking for, mm-hmm. Problems with quality of workmanship.
What I'm trying to do in this paragraph is to focus their attention to inspecting for compliance to our code, and that's all.
That's it.
And don't make any personal comments about the color of the paint.
But that's going to be a contract with First State. The public will not see this. What I'm saying is there another app on our application that they fill out, to pay, mm-hmm. so that. What was their name? The Murphys or something?
The Myers.
So people like the Myers would see that we don't inspect for workmanship.
Right.
Shouldn't that be somewhere? I mean, because then that would eliminate it on both ends of the deal.
We could probably add a page or a paragraph to the building inspection. I'm sorry, the building permit application.
Right.
That would say you're applying for a building permit, and here are the services we'll provide an inspection, and we will not do the following. Which would be what you're asking.
Well, yeah, I mean, it needs to be part of it. It's just because right now the people will not see this.
I think you could do what you're suggesting without changing the
right.
proposed.
Right. Disclaimer.
Right.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just wondering: could we make both changes and just direct?
We
could just add that wording. I would think.
Exactly.
Right?
We can make that as a policy correction. Do that in house without necessarily a council vote.
Is there a consensus to follow through with that? Because it needs to be. Acknowledged on not only inspectors but the people that are receiving the inspection. So this, is there any problem with it?
No,
I think.
Speak up. Somebody say something.
I think you remember, Mr. Cole, when we adopted the building code ordinance. I said then, people think that this is a solution that's going to solve all their problems, and it's going to come in and make a contractor finish the job, do the quality workmanship. Code doesn't call for that, and. We repeated that, repeated it. A code is a code. You build to minimal standards, and that's what the code does. And we cannot guarantee the quality of craftsmanship. We cannot guarantee the contractor won't take their money up front and leave and never finish the job. We cannot protect everybody that complains because they took the lowest bid. You get bids, oh, this guy's the lowest. Well, what do you expect if you take the lowest bidder? Check the guy out, check his credit, check the if the guy's reputable, before you sign a contract with him. But they don't do that. They want the cheapest price, and then they want the county to bail them out.
So is that in agreement then that we put something at the application?
It's not worth the paper it's written on, but I'll support it.
No, well, those people will sign that, Dale. The guy who is having the house
Mr.
built.
Mr. Cole, how many times do you read everything you sign?
All right.
You know?
I mean, I think it's a step we could take.
That's fine, man. I don't care. But
that's what I'm trying to find out. If you're in agreement with it, or a yes or no would be fine.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor, gentlemen. Any other questions, comments?
A little more specific, Mr. Dukes, yes or no?
I think what Mr. Godwin has brought to the council this morning is very good. I think he's made First State aware of our displeasures
right.
with them on this issue.
The discussion that Van Milligan and I had with the folks at First State, they were very cooperative. They were aware that there was a complaint in the field that they needed to deal with, and they were happy that we were coming back with the following recommendations. They were perfectly, as a matter of fact, the amendment is in their office now for signatures, so they're going to agree to this if we put this in place.
Why don't we just vote on what you have?
Yeah.
You can come back with the language that
sure.
Mr. Cole desires, and I'm sure we'll move forward with it.
That can be an in-house procedure. We can handle that.
It'll be a disclaimer. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
This makes
yes.
sense.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Next is the bicycle safety program.
Yes, sir. Do you want me to do this, or do you want Mr. Schwarzkopf to do it? He's here, I believe.
Yeah,
maybe we ask the Honorable Pete Schwarzkopf to approach the bench.
The Honorable, yeah, we can. Boy, it's nice to have one of us.
A smart move or not.
Do we get the bad mouth? You know, Pete? No.
Yes, you do. You get the bad mouth anytime you want.
Be a guest this morning.
You get initiated today.
I've been thrown out of here before. I can tell you that.
Though not a better place, probably.
A different suit.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Many places. Mr. President, members of council, thank you for allowing me to address you today. I'm here to do what everybody else does, and that's ask you for money. I'm requesting $5,000 for a bicycle safety program down at the beach on Route 1. Many of you know the problems that we have down there with the traffic and with the bicyclists. It's a problem that I think is going to increase this year with the price of gas. There's going to be more people riding bikes. We have more students coming across to work for the summer. About 5 years ago, we started a program. Preston Shell from Ocean Atlantic offered up helmets and things. It was a helmet giveaway. Over the last 5 years, it has progressed. The last 3 years, we've had an education course trying to educate some of these foreign students that are coming across as to the rules of the road with bicycles. It's a hit and miss thing. We get them there. We give them some equipment. We try to train them. It's been a partnership between law enforcement, medical people, Sussex cyclists, and some of the businesses in the Rehoboth area. We get them there for one day, and pretty much, unless you can reinforce the information, they do what they want. You give them helmets, we try to educate them, send them on their way. We've even tried to encourage businesses to pay for a couple hours, 3-4 hours hourly wage to make them come mandatory attendance. This past year, we did the one training session. This year, we want to try to do it in an entirely different way. Sussex Cyclists has stepped up. They want to do, on a voluntary basis, some checkpoints along Route 1, northbound lane, southbound lane, periodically throughout the whole summer to reinforce, to step out. Basically, they have signs we're going to put up, you know, safety checkpoint for bicyclists. They see kids going the wrong way, stop them, say, hey, you know, come on in here. We want to talk to you for a minute. They'll check the bikes. They'll do inspections on the bikes, the brakes, make sure the tires are right, the lights are working, helmets issued. And what I need the $5,000 for is for helmets and equipment to give to these kids. I made a serious mistake some time ago when I offered to pay $5,000 out of my street fund account, thinking that bicyclists as an important component of transportation would qualify. This program would qualify for expenditure of my funds. DelDOT came up with their goofy rulings.
They're good about that.
Yeah. Anyway, they're off-the-wall ruling that this did not qualify, so now we're into a time crunch and a money crunch to get this equipment. The equipment has to be ordered so that we can get this stuff in place, in hand, so they can do these checkpoints. State police are going to try to put people at these checkpoints when they're set up, if they're given advance notice, so that they have the legitimate right to stop a bicycle that's going the wrong direction, and stop them, bring them in. And in lieu of any type of enforcement, it would be an education as well as providing equipment for these kids. Some of the equipment that will be provided will be helmets, reflective vests, things of that nature.
And Pete, there have been a number of deaths.
There have been a number of serious injuries, and last year we sent one of the kids home in a box, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And that, to me, is unacceptable.
Eventually, with the sidewalk getting completed all the way down, I'm sure that will, I mean, and with the bike path.
I want to make that part perfectly clear. It is permissible to ride on a sidewalk.
Right.
Unless you're specifically told you can't.
Right.
However, there's nothing that says you have to. And there are a lot of serious cyclists, Mike's here.
Right.
There are a lot of serious cyclists that don't want to be on the sidewalk.
Right.
And they have, according to our law, they have every right to be out there on the side of the road, on the edge of the road.
It's a mode of transportation.
Sure.
Pardon me?
It's a mode of transportation.
It is a mode of transportation, and I think it's one that's increasing. This is a different way to approach the same problem, and I think this way would be a little bit more successful.
I agree. I mean, because some of the people from Ireland, and so, I mean, I realize it is a problem, and down in that neck of woods, and I certainly think it's something that...
And I really think with the gas crunch, people are going to drive here, and then they're going to get on their bikes, and they're going to ride.
Right.
And I think it's a problem that is increasing. I mean, most of you come down and visit, and you ride the road down there. I can remember when the first influx of European students came, and you could always tell them because they would ride right in amongst the cars, because
right.
That's what they do in their own countries.
Right.
Where bicycles are accepted by vehicles.
They're targets.
And I can remember stopping at a red light and seeing the kid come right down in the middle lane.
Okay.
On Route 1 southbound, and it's just very scary. And those are the kids we're going to try to target. We're going to try to get them off the side and explain the rules of the road in Delaware and
sure.
And try to equip them with the safety.
Is the state of Delaware doing more with signage? Like saying, you know, like when they say, you know, on the painting on the road, you know, bicycles go this way.
Route 1's a tricky thing, and Mike and I have these conversations all the time. DelDOT will not restrict bicycles from Route 1, but they don't want to encourage bicycles on Route 1. That's why they put the bicycle trail
in the back there, right?
On Plantations Road, coming down Plantations Road, to keep them off of Route 1. Now,
they're
not going to take the step to absolutely restrict
right,
it.
But unless there's some signage by DelDOT, they're not going to know it's even back there.
Well, Mike, you can probably answer that one better. But the education is out there for bicycles. Most of the bicyclists that are familiar with this area at all know that there is the bike trail over there.
Mike Tyler, Sussex Cyclist. Last year we initiated and encouraged DelDOT to put wrong way signs up that
right.
are posted
that.
On the backs of. We put something like 13 or 15 signs on Route 1 and Rehoboth Avenue saying wrong way for riders who are riding the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Part of Route 1 up to where the food line is called Bicycle Route 1, and there are signs there. The comment was made about riding on sidewalks. The sidewalks are only on the west side of Route 1,
yeah,
so that relegates a worker who's going to be working somewhere on the right side. He's not going to cross to ride a sidewalk. We've had as many as 100 cyclists an hour on Route 1. We did a count last year. And that's quite a lot. And so we're hoping that our checkpoints that Representative Schwarzkopf has mentioned will be able to stop these young people, we'll give them helmets, and we've actually stepped up our effort. We're going to be giving out lights, light sets. And DelDOT has allocated $4,000 for light sets. But we have a need. We had with what Pete has told you, our budget for helmets is $11,000. And that will get us over 3,000 helmets.
Right.
We get them from a group that's a nonprofit group that does just what helps people just like us. The helmets only cost $3.70, but they're ANSI approved. They're approved cycle helmets. And so we're hoping that with your help, we can close that shortfall. We're about $6,500 short, and we're still approaching some business people and everyone, and we're hoping that we can get the $5,000 to help us with our helmet effort.
And here again, this is $5,000 that I had told them that I would give
right,
them.
Right,
and that's the reason why we went with the $5,000.
Are they required by law? The older
16
the,
years
so,
old
and I know older
under
down
16.
You have to do it because I know so you know because I'm ride roads down there quite a bit and it seems like in the years that most of them if we have hand to have don't wear them it's
increasing we in fact we have a network here set up that the librarians at both Rehoboth and Lewis Library. The librarians are actually mothering these kids, and when they come in, because all of them use the internet.
Right.
And so when they come in, the librarians are saying, do you have your helmet?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have your helmet, here's one. We give them a supply of helmets to
That's
give
cool.
away. Last year,
That's
the Lewis
cool.
Library gave over 50 helmets away.
That's excellent.
We're hoping that if they have them, they'll wear them.
Yeah,
now,
I
with
hope
the,
so.
With the light program and the helmet program, is there anything to put pedestrian green vest on them for visibility? Because that really shows up white.
I like the crisscross.
We gave some, the state police gave some away last year.
That visibility during the day, I mean, that
it's constantly with a pedestrian green where he shows up. Anticipate Mr. Stickles' retirement. He won't have a county car. I've seen him and his wife out shopping for bicycles, so he may be a supporter of this. Can I get some comments from you?
This is really from my own personal knowledge. How many young people will be participating, you think, in this?
In the actual checkpoint? Mike's going to have the volunteers set up at the...
No, how many will benefit?
How many said, well, it's a two-pronged thing. We can't block the public, the riding public, and they have come to helmet giveaway day, and we've given away 1,000 helmets on helmet giveaway day. But there are over 600 workers just from CIE, which is the Eastern European hiring agency, but there are also Latino workers and just American college workers who are also seasonal workers. And I would say that we're probably over 1,000 workers if you count Bethany and, you know, from Bethany up to Lewis.
So this is for not just the European students, it's for
students,
but they are targeting young people that are out riding or bike to work.
The European students have a certain culture and mindset. You know, I was riding one day and a Russian kid rode next to me. I said, why don't you wear a helmet? He said, oh, we don't need a helmet. I said, you don't understand. And then we had a discussion.
I know on some of the DART buses they have
a bike rack.
Bike racks to carry bikes, so I guess some kids are coming from outside the area and bringing them in, then they get on their bike and then start.
Yes, employees and so forth. But the bike racks will only hold two bikes, and so if there's more than one cyclist, it will not take that cyclist. And also, if the cyclist has to be at work at a certain hour, he's not going to wait for a bus to come pick them up.
And another thing, trying to target these kids from the European countries, Mike was just telling me, they've already have signs printed up in four different languages.
Right.
To address the different...
Russian, Polish, Spanish, and English.
The other issue I had, you know, I will not be here next year, and I'm trying to keep a list for good projects that the county will have and all. There's so many outside influences that are affecting our budget this year with the price of gas, price of electric, and then other programs that the county is going to be influenced with. One of the things that could impact us being able to participate in this next year is the cost of dog control. There is a piece of legislation that's coming up. Can we count on you to lead the Sussex County Democratic Coalition in supporting legislation to amend the governor's bill to exempt us from this bill?
Bob, I'll tell you the same answer I gave you an hour ago.
You don't have a dog in that fight?
I don't have a dog in that fight.
Okay.
Well, don't bring up dogs. Barking dogs is another issue that we've got.
I do own dogs. I have dogs. They're my pet and my friend.
And for your information, we certainly would list the county as a sponsor. BB Hospital is a major sponsor, and we've received other monies from smaller groups. In fact, last year, the president, Tony Pizzone, and myself went to all the fast food places and got coupons for meals and so forth, and the state police cooperated with us by giving out attaboys, people who were doing the right thing. They gave them a free meal at McDonald's or one of the restaurants, Arby's, for doing a good job, and that sort of created a trickle down that other students said, heck, I'll wear my helmet if I'm going to get a free lunch. So.
That's right.
So we're trying every way we can to you know, free break lunch. That culture.
Everybody wants to.
Mr. Stickles, where would you recommend the money come from?
That's what I was going to ask Mr. Baker.
Mm-hmm. For this program, county council grants.
Mm-hmm. Would this be payable to the state of Delaware or?
Sussex Cyclists. We're a nonprofit organization. Okay. Yes.
So
and we do have money, Dave, I guess, in the left number of the council.
We can also provide a report back as to where the money
went.
What
you said this morning, how much short totally for the whole program?
$6,500.
Yeah, it's $6,858 is the remainder of what we've gotten from donations and what we've been able to purchase.
And you still feel there's people out there that are willing to donate?
We are not going to stop here. We have at least one or two
other.
We're
getting to the point right now
donors.
Where we have to order them. We have to order the equipment.
Well, I'll
now.
Make the motion that we use $5,000, and then you've got a big nut instead of going for the whole. Were you thinking of going the whole way there, Mr. Rogers?
Well, we might be able to do it out. Somebody might have some community redevelopment money left also. We look at.
Well, I don't know who does, but
we could do that too, right?
Yes, you can.
Each one. Okay.
But I would just let's do the $5,000. That way we can maybe make that a yearly thing if this is.
I'll second that motion.
These helmets are available to cyclists countywide.
Anybody who comes by, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to discriminate
It'll
against
be
anybody.
In Vance's next newsletter.
The bicycle safety.
You can drive over. Yeah. Come on over.
The bicycle safety day will also will have Mike Love from
Child Safety.
Child Safety
Council.
He's going to do a bike rodeo there, and also we're doing something down in Bethany on Route 26. The Bethany police are going to help us and and they're gonna do a same kind of checkpoint.
We have discretionary money, each councilman that directs it to their district. And normally, in this case, the money would come from Mr. Cole's account, possibly Mr. Rogers' account. And it's important to me and my constituents that they know if the money's gonna come from the entire council, that the entire county has access to the program.
Absolutely.
Do you have any mechanism, like, say I'm a habitual offender of it, and defiant of it, and I can't get a helmet each day I go by and you stop me, right? You know, I'm not gonna have 10 helmets at home.
You're not on what?
I'm not gonna have 10 helmets at home
if
I get stopped every day or something.
I don't know how we can control that, but we certainly will have a cadre of volunteers who will be able to talk to each other about the situation.
Gentlemen, motion.
You got a second, too.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to approve the $5,000 in the budget for the other councilman grants for the bicycle safety program, $5,000, as requested by the Bicycle Safety Council and Mr. Schwarzkopf. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Can I ask Mr. Schwarzkopf?
Thank you very much.
Can I ask Mr. Schwarzkopf something before he leaves?
I know I couldn't get away this
easy. Do you think about having seven council members that...
you don't want to get into this one.
That you could get more money, or it would be easier getting money?
From you?
From the council.
Probably get less because we have to pay their salary.
Would it be easier or more money?
Yeah, you'd only got $3,000 out of it.
Why don't we try it and find out?
There you go. Thank you. That's right.
Maybe I should ask that question before we voted.
6 years away.
Mr. Ludke, Director of EMS, proclamation.